Absolutely, and the fact that, well, I think it's wonderful that it was a perfect example of how a networking opportunity presented itself, and I do feel quite strongly that, you know, sometimes when you are looking for something, just open your eyes a little wider, and the opportunity is within arm's reach, and often comes to you at the right time, which is pretty remarkable. The other skill set, and any organization is usually looking for a variety of skills so that they can bring expertise. So yes, we have chartered accountants that we really, really need to help make sure that our finances are in order and that we're in good stead. But you also need other skill sets. And I laugh because the reality is everything you do builds on what you have to offer an organization. And as university administrators, we're constantly trying to do a little bit more with a little less. And it's amazing how transferable those skills are to a nonprofit organization who's trying to figure out how do we squeeze a little bit more of our services out of the dollars that we have? How do we make a better claim on what we're doing and make sure that we're doing the best we can with the dollars we have? So right there, that was an experience that was extremely transferable. Doing something that is attached to a higher good is something I've always felt strongly about in working at the university. I've always had the pleasure of being in student service type of activity where you were trying to provide a service to students or promote and suggest things that would work well to help support students through their education. And that always had just a little bit higher level of need and desire that was always important to me, and transferring that into a non-for-profit organization, any of them, when you feel good about that cause and that purpose, boy, does it ever get you through the rough days and the tough days or the days where things aren't going as well as they should, because you know, ultimately, you are making a difference and making a positive contribution in some people's lives. Although there's the odd day where the odd student will tell you that you haven't done a darn thing for them, and that is going to happen. But overall, we're making a positive impression where we can.
And for me, as I said, I'm just starting my own career in the nonprofit sector. But what happened was I was browsing, like I've just graduated, so I was browsing the career website, and I was actually setting myself up. While I was in university, I worked very closely in student services and student administration, and I was looking at that as a career path. Browsing, you know, Career Center website, I came upon this organization, and I looked at not just what are the opportunities that are available to me, but what is it about the philosophy of the organization that is attracting me to it. And I'm so happy, like every morning I wake up with nonprofit organizations or with budding social enterprises, you wear many hats. So although my specific skill set is in coordination and figuring out where money should go or who is the best person to send to a workshop, that's where my skill is, and building programs, that's where my skill set is. But at the same time, I also need to know how to manage budgets and how to make another client, so another person's budget, fit into what we offer. So it's many hats that you have to wear in a nonprofit, and I'm in what works very well is that level of satisfaction. So when you're going into a nonprofit sector, often it's volunteer work, or right at the beginning, you can't expect to make, you know, a lot of money with the skill sets that you have. You're not going there to make, you know, the $50,000 a year. That's not going to happen. But it is the extreme satisfaction of not just being in an environment of people who care about each other, but an environment of people who care about the work that they do. So, and for, like, in my first 2 weeks, I was like, oh, no, like, did I just shoot myself in the foot? Am I going the wrong way? And then I went to a workshop, and you can see the light in young people's eyes, where they're like, I never knew I was a leader before. I never knew I could do this. I never knew I could start an event and raise funds and make an impact to somebody across the world. And it's working, and getting that feedback, that positive feedback from, you know, the people that I work for, as well as the colleagues that I have in the community that's built, that's really satisfying. And I think this is a sector where you will get that satisfaction beyond the financial and the monetary and the comforts of everyday living, I suppose. Yeah.
And I'll reiterate, you saw the job posting on the career site.
And charityvillage.ca. But the Career Center. Yeah. Website. Yes.